WSGW. Friday morning, ahead of another big college football weekend. Ahead of another weekend of Saginaw Valley State University football to be heard on WSGW 100.5 specifically and online at WSW.com. On your Morning Team Friday show, we start the pregame show early for you. So we make sure we know all about SVSU football doing that. Voice of Cardinals football joining us and via telephone this morning. We actually say welcome back since J.J. Bame, you were off last week, but you're back for this week for SVSU football.
Yes, and I'm very pleased the Cardinals were able to secure a victory in my absence as they get ready to host Senior Day tomorrow.
Yeah, that game last week, I mean, by the final score standards, 30-21, that victory over Northern Michigan, it was... Final score is close, although I got to say, I thought listening to the game that SVSU seemed to control most of the game, especially with that powerful rushing game again. I know it got tight a little bit, but once SVSU, I thought, took it, at one point was like a 27-7 lead or something like that. That was my perspective. I know you weren't there for the game, but I know you paid attention, JJ. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a situation where SVSU did build a 27-7 lead early in the fourth quarter. Gave Northern Michigan some opportunities to get back all game. And so Northern Michigan did that, pulled it to 27-21 midway through the fourth quarter. But then SVSU was able to get a late field goal, make it a two-score game again, and ultimately come up with a victory on the road. And as you said, Cardinals really emphasizing the ground game last week. You know, so Jairus Grissom got the start at quarterback once again. He had 24 carries for 93 yards and a touchdown. Isaiah Malcolm had 14 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Amos had 11 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown. So Cardinals were definitely emphasizing the run game and were able to ultimately ride that to victory over Northern Michigan.
Brings us, as you mentioned, to a game tomorrow at home. It's the final game of, I will say, the regular season. We'll have more on that in just a moment. But maybe first of all, we should explain, JJ, for those who maybe missed the beginning of the season to where we are now, because it is a game against Michigan Tech, a team that SVSU already played earlier this season. Why are we playing Michigan Tech twice in one season?
Yes. So the first contest between these two was a non-conference game. With the reduction in the number of football-playing schools in the GLIAC, each GLIAC school plays another GLIAC school twice during the regular season. The first one is a non-conference contest. The second one is the conference contest. So when SVSU went up to Michigan Tech on Saturday, September 24th, and got a 35-13 win over the Huskies, that was a non-conference game. Now they will host Michigan Tech tomorrow for Senior Day, and that will be a conference game.
And we'll talk more specifically about that game in just a moment. Let me shift now. I referenced last game of the regular season. So obviously, SVSU with three losses, not sitting as well as it might have been if we would have had less losses, especially beating a ranked opponent. But I haven't checked the status of SVSU's possibilities of playing past the regular season. Do we have any obviously, we've got to win the game tomorrow, but the way it stands now, JJ, as you're analyzing, what do you think? Are there possibilities with a victory tomorrow?
I don't see how, unfortunately. I wish I did. But, you know, when I just look at the way that this region is coming together, there's just not really a path that I can see for SVSU, unfortunately. If the Cardinals were in Super Region 4, well, you know, now you've already got a team in the top seven with three losses who hasn't played a schedule as tough as SVSU's and all those kinds of things. But in Super Region 3, and again, and at the Division 2 level, everything is by region. And in that region, you know, Davenport, who SVSU lost to at home 2 weeks ago, they've only got one loss, and they own the head-to-head tiebreaker over SVSU. They're at the number 5 spot. Okay, so even though they're playing Grand Valley tomorrow and could lose, I don't know that they're going to fall all the way out of the top 7. Then you've got number 6 in the region, Truman State, playing number 7 in the region, Indianapolis, tomorrow. SVSU beat Indianapolis. Well, those two teams are going head-to-head. The winner of that game is going to make the playoffs. And then you also look at who else is in the region. Number 9 is Emporia State out of Kansas. Number 10 is Northwest Missouri. They're both 8-2. They're number 9 and 10 in the region. They're playing tomorrow. So the winner of that game is going to have a possibility at a playoff, that it's not a guarantee for one of those two schools, but one of them's going to get a good win and would have fewer losses than SVSU. So again, as much as I wish I could see a path forward for SVSU to the playoffs this year, the way that the region is stacking up going into week 11, I just don't see how the chips could fall in a way, even with a win for SVSU, that they would be able to qualify for the playoffs. And I say that despite the fact that last week Michigan Tech got a good non-conference victory over Hillsdale. So, you know, Michigan Tech picked up another quality non-conference win for the GLIAC, but I just don't see how in this region this year that SVSU is going to be able to make it.
Well, we appreciate that analysis. I know people are wondering, especially since we had a schedule strength that was amazing this year, and SVSU did pick up a couple of wins against some ranked opponents. But be that as it may then, we'll still going to obviously play football against Michigan Tech. So going into the game tomorrow, my first question is, for the game tomorrow against Michigan Tech, will that first game that you referenced that SVSU won, will there be any implications for that game tomorrow? Is the same game plan? Has the teams changed at all in the last week since they faced each other?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that you saw in that game that has kind of played true for both teams throughout the season is that SVSU was really able to control the run game in that initial matchup with Michigan Tech. You know, Huskies had 30 carries for just 55 yards. And SVSU has done a good job against the run all season. So that made Michigan Tech one-dimensional in the first matchup between the two schools, and they weren't able to have a lot of success passing the football. For SVSU, it's been a matter of, again, especially with Jairus Grissom playing quarterback the last couple of games, very, very run-heavy attack. I mean, he's a run-first quarterback, and SVSU did have some success running the football against Michigan Tech the first time, and that's certainly something that they would want to try to establish again going into tomorrow's matchup with Michigan Tech.
And adding more to the game, as you mentioned, Senior Day, also Military Appreciation Game, too, that you're playing. So you have some other ties to what's going on. How's that going to play out?
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I think, we had today is Veterans Day, but yesterday we had a very nice Veterans Day program on campus that we were able to host. And yes, I mean, there will be a number of special military appreciation activities that are taking part as part of tomorrow's game. Also want to remind any of our military veterans who might be listening this morning, if you'd like to attend tomorrow's game for SVSU, there is a $3 ticket discount for all veterans tomorrow. So if you get the tickets ahead of time tomorrow, the promo code for that is VETERANS, and you also could use that if you get your tickets at the gate tomorrow.
All right, and for Senior Day, it's a chance to honor those who will be playing their last games in an SVSU uniform.
Yeah, and I want to double check my math, but by my math, I think there's going to be 19 seniors who will be going through Senior Day festivities tomorrow. And it's an interesting mix of seniors because you have a number of guys who have gone through and played a lengthy career with SVSU, but then you have other guys who, again, especially with that extra COVID year of eligibility, have come to SVSU for their final college football season. And so they'll be celebrating Senior Day. In some cases, I don't know if it's for the second time, but they will be celebrating that tomorrow because they were able to come to SVSU for that one additional season.
Oh, that'd be an interesting note. Well, it's going to be part of all the festivities happening at Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium. This is a 1 o'clock kick, so it's a 12:30 broadcast. 100.5 is the broadcast frequency, and that'll also be online at WSJW.com. Choose the local sports stream. And we'll be rooting for SVSU Cardinals football and you, J.J. Bame. We appreciate your time, as always, on Friday mornings.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
And as we always say, go Cards.